WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. No telling how much more rain we'll get today. It'll be significant as we get later into the day, but so far, since yesterday evening, 0.6 inch measured at the airport. Tonight's College Station City Council meeting is expected to be a long one as consideration is given to the first changes to oil and gas drilling regulations since 1991. Mayor Nancy Berry has reviewed the 57-page document.
I believe we have done what we need to do to safeguard the public, because the health and safety of our citizens is number one. We're not making the oil and gas people happy, and we're not making some of the citizens happy, so I think we're in the middle, and that's where we need to be.
The proposal includes drilling 600 feet away from homes and businesses and 1,000 feet from schools, hospitals, churches, and other buildings where evacuations would be difficult.
We are tightening it up. We are asking for a hazardous material plan, an emergency response plan, air quality monitoring plan, an environmental constraint study, road maintenance agreement, a noise abatement plan. Those are all new.
A copy of the ordinance and more comments from the mayor are online at WTAW.com. The same group of four armed robbers is accused of hitting a third Bryan convenience store in 7 days. Tuesday night at Palisoda Grocery, they took personal property belonging to two clerks along with cash and cigarettes. One of the two clerks was hurt, receiving injuries that did not require medical attention. Photos and videos are online at WTAW.com. The Texas Department of Transportation has 201 highway projects planned for this year.
TxDOT has three projects listed in Brazos County. The most significant is the continuing replacement of freeway ramps in Bryan from FM 158 to Highway 21. Also proposed is rebuilding Highway 30 from the Grimes-Walker County line almost to Huntsville and replacing the intersection of Highway 105 and FM 1774 in Plantersville. A link to the entire list is online at WTAW.com. The state's Transportation Commission will take final action next month. Then it's up to the legislature to provide funding. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The revelation of problems at the Texas Health and Human Services Commission has the attention of many in Austin. That includes Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner.
The actions are unacceptable. We will get to the bottom of it in my committee.
As the chairman of the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee, Schwertner says they will conduct an investigation of the agency and HHS Commissioner Kyle Janik.
I don't want to put it all on Commissioner Janik. The ship has run aground in reference to certain issues with him at the helm. But we need to look at how the entire enterprise works.
Schwertner says the Senate probe, which will be separate from the strike force announced by Governor Abbott, needs to elevate the oversight of HHS contracts. After listening to the State of the Union address, Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan found common ground on a limited basis with the president in three areas. One involves the president's request to continue military force against the Islamic State.
I think we can do that, but he's not going to like what we do, though, because we're going to be very prescriptive in terms of what he can and cannot do, because he has not done a good job. And I don't think we can continue to allow him to use the same failed approaches for his foreign policy that he's used so far.
Flores also sees common ground on trade policy and on a subject the president didn't address, tax reform, where the congressman says it needs to include individuals as well as corporations. WTAW News Time is 7:09. It's 48 degrees. Let's look at news brought to you by Zorneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Want a new home without the hassle of moving? Zorneman Flooring is at your service. You'll be amazed at how a new tile shower, kitchen backsplash, carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete flooring can update your existing home. Zorneman Flooring can create a unique tile design or flooring upgrade made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, 2700 Wild Flower Drive in Bryan, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Your favorite celebs are challenging you to change the world.
I challenge you to shave your head to fundraise for cancer research.
I challenge you to eat a hot pepper to raise awareness for global warming. Whatever your cause, take a challenge and get it noticed. Download the We 365 app for free and change the world one challenge at a time. Each download helps give goats to provide income to families in developing countries.
Get We 365. Change the world every day.
If you're in the home construction or remodeling business, you'll want your ad in Bryan Broadcasting's At Home Magazine. At Home Magazine is full of local articles reaching local homeowners, including almost everything a homeowner needs to spruce up his home inside and out. And At Home Magazine is featured at the 2015 Home and Garden Expo. For early bird special advertising prices, contact Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Good morning, 7-Eleven. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling, your home for Lennox products, keeping your family comfortable year-round. Barker's Heating and Cooling.
Considerable cloudiness with rain today. Some may come down hard at times. Temperatures will be close to 50 degrees this afternoon. Rain continues at times tonight, lows near 40. Rain will taper off to showers and end during the day tomorrow. We'll find highs very close to 50 once again. It'll become partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows near 35. Start of the weekend looks very nice with sunshine and slightly milder temperatures Saturday, a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit as the A&M men have rattled off three SEC wins in a row. The ladies have put someone in the Wooden Top 20 watch list, and there is a little dust-up at the U.S. soccer complex with one of the lady soccer players being in some hot water. She's been removed for 30 days. All that and more in sports. We'll do that for you coming up at 7:50.
You know, I guess if you hearken back to the good old days when everybody trembled in fear when the NCAA sent you a letter in the snail mail, saying we're looking into something. Hadn't been that way for a few years now since ESPN runs college sports.
But, yeah, they've lost their teeth a little.
The NCAA is investigating 20 university athletic programs for academic fraud. This according to a report that's been published by the Chronicle of Higher Education. 18 of the 20 are D1 schools. So, see what happens. See what happens. We'll keep you posted on that. So yesterday at a big news event in Seattle, Microsoft debuted its brand new Windows 10 operating system. And that's exactly what they called it, Windows. I don't know if you knew that or not. For the people in Kentucky, so they could plug into that. Anyway, company execs said it would be given away for free for a year as an upgrade to users who are already on Windows 7, Windows 8.1, and Windows Phone 8.1.
To be a little more clear, the Windows 8 and Windows Phone 8 will get the upgrade in perpetuity, it sounds like.
Zowies.
Yes.
Pretty interesting marketing plan, isn't it? Yes,
well,
indeed.
They're really trying to push their cross-platform architecture.
Well, this is not the first time they've done this.
Well, no, that would be Windows 8.
Yeah, just given is something that they have certainly done before.
What's the upgrade path for XP, Scott?
Yeah. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with that. Get a bigger screen? Is that the only upgrade I can get right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, the analysts say that the cost to the user will come afterward when Microsoft charges for the upgrades to its Office software. See?
Oh, they're going to get their money.
Oh, yeah, they'll get there.
Well, the phone devices and tablet devices get the apps for free.
Yeah.
The desktop users get they call them the universal Office or universal apps. They'll get those for free as well. If you want the full-fledged Office, that's when you got to pay.
Okay. The other possible reason that they're giving away is this new system free is because Apple and Google usually update their operating systems free, and Windows only runs on around 15% of the computing devices, including phones and tablets now. Lost a little market share they have.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So, you know, looking to, well, when you consider back in the days, if you didn't have an Apple, pretty much everybody was on Internet Explorer, right? I mean, that was your default browser, and you just slipped right into the comfort of Bill Gates saying, here, just step into my blanket, everything will be fine.
Well, the Apple geeks were the ones that did the graphic design, and everybody else used Windows.
Right.
And now everybody's on Apple because that's what's in their pocket.
Microsoft also debuted a new head-mounted virtual reality device called HoloLens.
That's so cool.
Okay, it uses glasses, but doesn't need to be connected to a phone or computer. It is similar to the existing Kinect technology on Microsoft Xbox and will allow users to interact with computer programs and games in three dimensions using their hands and speaking commands.
Okay. Now, when Scott says glasses, it's closer to a motorcycle helmet than Google Glass.
Okay, that's fine.
These things are huge.
How many of us can remember that very first time that we're standing someplace and somebody is talking and we turn around and we think they're talking to us, when in fact what they're doing is they're talking on the phone?
Okay, this is going to be even weirder.
That's what I mean.
Because they're going to say, it actually recognizes your hands in front of your face.
What does that mean?
Well,
it recognizes that they're your hands or that there is a hand.
Your hands.
Okay.
And what it's doing is it's tracking your motions, and you can pick up and move stuff in virtual space that you see inside your goggles. No one else can see it, so you're sitting there fidgeting around in the air, and people think you're just crazy. And you probably are, but...
but fun crazy.
Yeah, fun crazy. You see it. You know.
You could be playing Knockout.
So in other words, what this is if you remember the movie, the Broadway play Harvey, that's what we're talking about, right?
I don't remember that.
Oh, you're too young.
Yeah.
Jimmy Stewart played the part of a guy who...
similar to that, yes.
Right, who saw Harvey, which was a 6-foot-tall rabbit.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But he was the only one that could see it.
Only one that could see it. So there you go. So how are we going to know who are the lunatics around us? Would you answer that for me?
One of the things, if you search for HoloLens, there's a YouTube video. It's marketing glam. I get it. But they showed the live demo on stage, and it's pretty close to reality. They didn't go too far with their marketing. It is a little future forward, and it's supposed to be coming out later this year. But where they were showing it in a lot of cases is education and workplace environments.
Of course they said it. Oh, sure they did. Of course they did. That's not what it's going to be used for.
Okay, Scott, they're working with the Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
Okay, all right.
And the researchers there will be able to put on these glasses and be on Mars. When they look around, Mars will be projected in front of their face, and they will be standing where the rover is.
All right, do we have a price point yet?
No.
See, that's,
$4 million.
But, I mean, that's the only thing that would be good, because otherwise, we already have enough problem getting young people to assimilate into the reality of their existence, okay? If we're going to make it easy for them to just hop on to, put on a motorcycle helmet and be on the surface of Mars, then we do have some serious problems down the road. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I understand. Education, that's very important, and business is important, too. My problem is they're going to probably come out with a gaming version of it, and we'll lose an entire generation.
It's already there.
Yeah, without question.
If you've ever heard of the game Minecraft, they bought it from the developer.
Uh-oh.
You can play Minecraft with these glasses on.
Well, but it's okay, because if the government will pay for the first 2 years of your college,
uh-huh,
and then they'll forgive a student loan for people who go to four-year colleges, and they just stay home and wait for their check to get there, which will be deposited directly into their account, there's probably no reason for them to move out of their chair. Is that right?
They're going to put the helmet on, and that's how they're going to go to community college.
Probably right. Okay. Kellogg's is stocking supermarket shelves with new frozen breakfast cereal.
What?
Yep. Not actually frozen food. It's got the Disney sisters on it.
No.
Frozen breakfast cereal. Well, don't you need one more thing that's frozen in your life?
Does that mean frosted?
Yeah, are they frosted? Yeah. Actually, inside is a sweetened cereal with snow and ice crystal-shaped marshmallows.
Oh, goodness.
Toothbrush is not included, just saying. Okay, according to the Hartman Group, I don't know who they are, but they did a survey that says snacks make up 50% of all eating occasions now.
Goodness.
Now, see, that could be, nah, that's...
Well, what is snacks?
Well, that would depend on what, because like on a diet, if you're on a very strict, athletic type diet, you eat 6 or 7 times a day, and those between lunch things are snacks.
I'm thinking that's probably not who they're talking about here. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking it's about people who are, look, if you're in the drive-thru at 2:30, could I get a note from your doctor?
Do they know about second breakfast?
Second breakfast?
Who was that who did that?
What's the Lord of the Rings group.
Well, and then some drive-thru did a fourth meal.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that's Taco Bell.
Taco Bell tried to do a fourth meal on us. Okay. Yeah, all right, see how that works out. Okay, here's good stuff from Twitter. Twitter's fast pace and up-to-the-minute half-formed thoughts might be able to predict heart attacks. What they're saying, or at least heart disease.
Oh.
According to the study led by researchers at the University of Pennsylvania, Twitter's data can be used to measure a place's psychological and physiological well-being, basically forecasting a community heart health, if you will. The study found that communities featuring residents that are prone to angry tweets, and then that frustration and bitterness having to do with that, are more likely to suffer high rates of coronary disease. In contrast, cities and towns and neighborhoods where people tend to express happiness and elation.
They haven't driven tweets. Here with the students come well, back. Again, it has nothing to do with Twitter.
You're exactly right. You know what? Some days it's great and some days it's not.
Actually, I think the traffic was bad because of Twitter. I think they're all tweeting on the roads out there.
Could well be. Just saying. That's I understand they'd like to take that to the logical progression, but I don't think it makes
I caught
it.
Myself doing the murder.
Did you?
In the car.
Did you? Yeah.
Several times yesterday.
Okay. Why? Just because newbies out there?
Apparently, yes.
Yeah.
Yesterday in particular, more than most.
Well, that's interesting because it's a Wednesday. Usually lots of MWFs, and so you'd think that they're probably off the streets, but maybe not, huh? Okay. Is this a shock that Pinterest was the fastest growing social network in 2014?
No.
Probably not. Yep. If you said Instagram or Snapchat, you would be wrong. Pinterest recorded the biggest percentage rise in active users of every major social network in 2014.
I don't go on it often, but my wife does, and a few of the people leave their accounts logged in up here. Apparently, they're doing a pretty good job of when they link to recipes, they'll actually throw the recipe on. They've got a lot of new developments, so they are continuing to grow their brand.
Yeah, we have certainly done that, just, you know, decide to do something different on a Sunday, you know, and hop on there and see what looks interesting.
Give that a wing game.
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, that's kind of fun, and that way you can take it and change it as you want to as well. Pinterest gained 97% more active users.
Wowzer.
Yeah, year on year. Beating out Tumblr at about 95%, which is good, but I mean, when Instagram and LinkedIn are back down there at 45 and 38% respectively, and YouTube is at 13%, of course, again, YouTube has been around a while, so having new users would not really necessarily happen as much, but Pinterest, 97%.
See, I was one of them. I hadn't been on it ever.
What's that, Pinterest?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's interesting.
And I got on just a couple months ago. And I went, well, this is kind of cool.
Yep, not bad. All right, here you go. You want some other reason to know why women are better than we are?
Sure, why not?
723, by
Let's
the
go
way.
Go for broke.
Yeah. Men may run faster marathons than women, but women are better at running them. Specifically, women are 18.6% better than men at keeping a steady pace over that 26.2-mile course.
So what if it's not faster?
That's sort of the point.
You're right. That's it. Researchers looked at more than 1.8 million results of 131 marathons across the globe that were run between 2008 and 2014 and found that both genders slowed down between the first and second halves of the race, but that men slowed down more than women did. Researchers think this could be due to the differences in psychology and decision-making. Perhaps women, for example, underestimate their abilities. Men overestimate. Of course men overestimate. Did we pay for that?
How much was that study?
Excuse me, isn't that what Hold My Beer is all about?
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Fans, another action-packed season of Texas A&M men's basketball is here. Be sure you're a part of the excitement at Reed Arena as an affordable family entertainment option. Three-point packs are now on sale and start as low as $30 with multiple seating options. Join us this season as the Aggies welcome some of the nation's best teams. There's a challenging home slate, and we need the full support of the 12th man to stand with us at Reed Arena. See you this year for some Aggie basketball.
Office space isn't something you think about until you need it. Then it's all you think about. Leases, locations, logistics, every detail takes you away from running your business. But Regis makes it easy. With one call, you can get furnished offices and support staff wherever and for however long you need them. From short-term to long-term, all on your terms. So let Regis take the hassle and expense out of setting up your office so you can focus on your business. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's 726, brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Pretty much going to have that rain happening all around us today, sometimes heavier, sometimes lighter. We'll talk about the radar in just a minute. High temperature will be 50. 60% chance of rain tonight with a low of about 40. High tomorrow will be 48 with a 40% chance of rain. Then good news, we got sunshine back for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Right now they're calling on Monday's high to be 67 degrees. So kind of hunker down, get through this stuff. And by the way, the winds could be gusting today and tonight up to about 30 miles an hour. So really won't be pleasant as far as getting outside. Now, as far as the radar is concerned, most of the heavy shower activity is down toward Austin and up toward the Metroplex. If you're going toward Houston, you'll be out of the rain pretty quickly. But if you're headed to Austin, there'll be some heavy showers. And in fact, we've got a pretty heavy patch of rain that's going to be moving across Burleson County and on into Brazos County soon. And in fact, we have rain over almost all of Brazos County. And then we'll, and it looks like for the rest of the day, the way it's tracking, because it's all the way down to San Antonio. So that's what we're looking at as far as the temps are concerned. We got a high temperature of, again, of 49, and that's pretty much where we're sitting right now.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips.
You know, that's not the Rush feed, is it? My gosh, let me see. We'll find Rush here in just a minute, okay?
Howdy. My name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
You like change, folks. Change has come to page three of The Sun, the iconic British tabloid. For 45 years, The Sun's page three featured topless models. But now the models are wearing bras or bikinis. The AP reports that feminists are rejoicing at the disappearance of bare breasts. Last year, The Sun's owner, Rupert Murdoch, revealed that he thought page three was old-fashioned, but readers seem to disagree. One factor that could have influenced the breast cover-up decision was a protest started by younger women using the slogan, No More Page Three. One of those protesters says it's about time that topless women are gone. She complained the message bare breast photos sent was that men make the news for what they do, women for what they look like. Yeah, so? Anyway, some Page Three models see things differently. One of them, Laura LaCole, took direct aim at the feminazis. She said, this isn't a triumph for feminism. This is a triumph for prudishness. Now, some might also call it a triumph for undeniable truth of life, number 24, written by me. Feminism was established so as to allow unattractive women easier access to the mainstream of society. Or maybe it's a triumph for good marketing. Newspapers are trying to push their readers to their digital editions, and in the Sun's digital editions, page three models are still topless. So far, feminists aren't burning their bras over that. Yet. Give them time.
$9.99.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 8181. We'll send you a free owner information kit. As an added bonus to new franchise owners, we'll also pay half the franchise fees. Hurry, this offer is limited. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 8181. That's readyforfresh.com, code 8181.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 48 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert healthcare, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. With updated numbers from the airport, we have just over three quarters of an inch since the rain started yesterday evening. The 57-page proposal marking the first change to the College Station regulations on oil and gas drilling in 24 years will be considered tonight by the City Council. Mayor Nancy Berry supports the plan, which she says has included input from all stakeholders.
I did speak to a professor at the Petroleum Engineering Department who has been a consultant and has written extensively on fracking and stuff, and he feels very comfortable with our ordinance. We got comments from environmentalists. We got comments from the oil and gas industry.
Among the controls is the distance oil and gas wells can be from buildings.
Right now, the ordinance is for 600 feet setback for residents and businesses, and 1,000 for churches, schools, hospitals, daycare centers or facilities for the elderly or where evacuation would be difficult.
Energy companies would have to pass an environmental review, have plans addressing hazardous materials and emergency response, agree to pay for road damage, and meet air, quality, noise, and light standards. Online at WTAW.com is a copy of the ordinance and more comments from the mayor. This year's list of proposed state highway projects in Brazos County are at three locations.
Most of the nearly $7 million will be spent on the continuation of new freeway on and off ramps from the William J. O'Brien Boonville exit north to Highway 21. Also planned maintenance work on Highway 21 west of Bryan to Highway 47 and in College Station on University from Terre Haute to Texas. Four other projects are planned in the rest of the TxDOT district based in Bryan. That includes a new intersection in Grimes County at Highway 105 and FM 1774 in Plantersville. There's rebuilding Highway 30 from the Grimes-Walker County line almost to Huntsville. And Highway 79 would be rebuilt from Buffalo east to the Highway 84 junction. Next month, the State Transportation Commission will finalize the list and send it on to the legislature for consideration. On our website at WTAW.com is a link to the list of all 201 proposed projects. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A variety of problems at the Texas Health and Human Services Commission is on the radar of Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwartner, who chairs the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee. On WTAW's The Infomaniacs, Schwartner was asked about the HHS Commissioner Kyle Janik's role in no-bid contracts and top administrators receiving free college tuition in violation of state law.
He has oversight of an enterprise that has 50,000 employees that is divided into five different disparate agencies. And it's, you know, I don't want to put it all on Commissioner Janik. He certainly is at the helm.
Going forward, Schwartner expects the agency's operations will be significantly improved by the end of the legislative session.
We have a fiduciary responsibility to the citizens of Texas to make sure that we procure those contracts in an open manner and that we have proper oversight of those contracts long term when they are in place, supposedly helping the people of Texas.
Schwartner says his committee's investigation will be independent of a strike force created by Governor Abbott to probe the same agency. The Texas legislature is in recess until next week. One vote the Senate took yesterday leaves Democrats with no chance to block legislation on party line votes. Republicans approved eliminating what's known as the two-thirds rule, allowing the GOP to seize a controlling majority over just about every major Senate vote with a small cushion to spare. For the third time in 7 days, a group of four armed robbers hit a Bryan convenience store. Tuesday night, it was Palisoda Grocery. Videos and photos are online at WTAW.com.
money, cigarettes, and personal items belonging to store clerks have been taken at gunpoint. In the latest holdup, one of two clerks received minor injuries that did not require medical attention. There are three areas where Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan can agree with the president following the State of the Union address.
So on trade policy, I think we can find some common ground. The president never talked about tax reform really in any depth, but I think there might be a way to talk about tax reform. He only wants to do corporate tax reform. We, as the conservatives in the Congress, want to talk about tax reform for individuals as well as corporations in order to get it right.
And Flores supports the continuation of military force against the Islamic State, though under stricter conditions than the president has used. While Texas A&M officials are in the process of deciding who will be chosen as the next First Lady of Aggieland, a missing painting of the first mascot has returned to campus. The 1943 painting of Reveille 1 is now on display at the Sanders Corps of Cadets Center. That's after the center's curator received a call from a third party knowing who was in possession. University police met with the individual last month and received the painting. The portrait of the black and white mixed breed dog disappeared 25 years ago during renovations of the Military Sciences Building. On hand for the unveiling was Reveille 8, who will retire once her full-blooded collie successor is chosen. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 48 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important. And is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians. Expert care focused on you.
It's daddy-daughter dance time again in Aggieland. Bring your boots and tutus and join the Children's Museum of the Brazos Valley at the Hilton Hotel Ballroom. The dance will be held over two nights for daughters ages 6 and under February 6th and daughters 7 to 17 on February 7th. Tickets are $125 a couple and $20 for each additional daughter and will sell out. Don't wait. Get your tickets online at cmbv.org or by calling 979-779-KIDS, 979-779-5437. The daddy-daughter dance 2015.
Learn to decorate like a pro. The Chocolate Gallery in downtown Bryan teaches cake decorating classes for adults and children. Adults can attend a basic buttercream class or the cookie decorating class, each taught by a professional chef instructor. Or book a children's private party to decorate cookies, cakes, or cupcakes. All the tools and equipment are provided. Just bring yourself and be ready for fun. Call the Chocolate Gallery at 779-2804 for the adult class schedule or to book a private children's party. Or find us online at bcschocolategallery.com.
Good morning. It's 7:38. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the weather brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy fine local wines in a peaceful rural setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com for more information.
Plenty of rain will be moving up into the region from the south and west today. We'll be dealing with rain all day long, highs near 50. Rain will continue into tonight, lows near 40. The rain finally moves out of the region tomorrow. Temperatures are back up near 50 degrees. Low pressure moves far enough away from us tomorrow night that skies will start to clear. Lows will end up near 35. Just in time for the start of the weekend, some sunshine. Highs on Saturday around 55. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I mean, we just got good open looks. We did a better job. I think Coach told us we had 10 assists, 3 turnovers in the second half, which is like complete opposite from what was in the first half.
That's Alex Caruso talking about the A&M win yesterday over Missouri. We'll have more on that, as well as A&M junior guard Courtney Walker being named to a watch list during the midseason. Mavericks and Rockets were in action last night as well. All that and more in sports in about 12 minutes.
Well, and then there was the basketball coach who kind of got into a little kerfuffle with another high school basketball coach in Georgia. High school basketball coach in Georgia allegedly bit another coach on the face. According to the police.
Bit him on the face.
How about her?
Oh, my.
South Cobb High School girls coach Melanie Joyce Martin became enraged when her team lost to another school. While standing in the school office, she allegedly threw a chair at Tyrone Harris, who's the coach of Campbell High, then lunged forward and bit him on the nose. Martin's been charged with terroristic threats and acts.
and simple battery. She denies attacking the man. Well, we're going to have to do an imprint of the teeth marks on his nose to do that. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty good. But then there's the guy from Middleton, New York, accused of bulldozing the house that belonged to his wife without asking permission. James Ryan rented an excavator and reduced the 900-square-foot ranch home to complete rubble. The structure and everything in it, it says here, completely destroyed as opposed to, I guess, partially destroyed, including his wife's medication. His wife, the registered owner, says she never authorized the demolition. Police say that he didn't file for demolition permits, didn't talk to the utility companies. This really could have been dangerous because they didn't shut off the gas and they didn't shut off the electricity.
Goodness.
He's been charged with felony criminal mischief. That'd be mischief. Oh, you little mischievous thing, you. And additional charges are likely.
So is that soon-to-be ex-wife? Because I believe you said wife.
Yeah. Claims that he had the authority to do that. He said, we're married. It's a community asset. Yeah, we'll see. That'll be fun to hear about in court. Just saying. So, the arrival of the annual auto show in U.S. America, showing off the latest and the greatest, automakers are increasingly adjusting the engine noise in today's cars and trucks to showcase their engines, despite the fact that the fuel-efficient engines are actually quieter. It turns out that drivers want the old sound of the classic gas guzzler. And on a personal note, we have a car that I would prefer not be that loud, but it is. And I asked the dealer about it. He said, yeah, people like that.
To be real honest, there's really nothing that sounds a whole lot better than the sound of a big throated V8.
I understand that. But, you know, sometimes you don't want that. And I'm sure, again, you know, we may be talking about four cylinders here, you know, that are trying to sound all grown up like a six cylinder. Yeah. Anyway. It turns out the drivers do want that old sound of the classic car guzzler so that the engineers either fake the sound with special pipes in the exhaust systems or they digitally fake the noise so that buyers get that throaty rumble that they associate with auto power and performance. Okay, digitally faking the sound of the engine. How disingenuous is that? I'm just saying.
Wow.
Marriott Hotels loaning miniature video cameras to their guests at select properties.
Huh.
Top-of-the-line waterproof GoPro Hero 4 cameras available at 17 Caribbean and Latin American resorts for guests to kind of test, drive, and try. Guests encouraged to capture and share all their photo and video adventures and experiences across the social platforms using the hashtags GoPro, Travel Brilliantly, and Viva J... What?
Social,
yes, yeah. For the, they also have a dedicated website at the Marriott landing spot for that. Besides just being cool and fun to shoot vacation videos, guests are motivated to share their content to compete for prizes like vacation stays and Marriott points and also GoPro cameras. All right.
That's not bad.
Well, you know, it's you get a chance to be creative. That's okay. You may find out that's what you want to do for a living. I guess most of us assume that Philadelphia cream cheese started in Philadelphia.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, Philadelphia cream cheese started in New York. It is called Philadelphia because that city was associated at the time with high-quality food products. That's the reason.
Really?
That's it.
Because when I think high-quality food, I don't think Philadelphia.
Yeah, you have to remember when they did this.
Oh, okay.
Probably a long time ago. Other food names that you probably know, Gatorade, of course, has nothing to do with the Gator. It was the University of Florida.
Florida.
Yeah, that helped them develop that, so it's called Gatorade. The product Spam, chosen from the canned meat from a contest, that name. There's no official explanation for the meaning, but most Spam fans assume it's just short for spiced ham or something you don't want in your email. There's only one good name when it comes to your hand-thrown flying disc. That would be the Frisbee, of course. Coming from the Frisbee Pie Company, Bridgeport, Connecticut. They get the credit for that. The empty tins were perfect for lunchtime playing. Gosh, actually playing. Whammo bought the rights and stamped Frisbee on the inside just kind of as homage to that. It was actually originally called the Pluto Platter Flying Saucer.
Yeah. Marshmallows started out as medicine. As medicine.
Because of the mallow root?
Well, in the 1800s, juice from the roots, yes, of the mallow plant were extracted and cooked with egg whites and sugar. It was whipped up and given to children to soothe their sore throats.
Hmm.
So there you are. Little things that you might not have known, or you might have. Hello?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know that it's raining in North Bryan.
In North Bryan?
In North Bryan. It's raining.
In Central Bryan and in South Bryan as well.
Not so much.
Yeah.
It's raining real good. So I want people to turn on their headlights and be very careful out there.
Okay. Well, thanks, Clip, because you need to make sure your listener's safe, right?
Exactly. I've got to take care of it.
Yeah, all right. Thank her. Them. Thank you. Yeah, I just always think if you got to use your windshield wipers, turn your lights on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's still dark outside. You don't have to worry about that today. But just any old time you do that, that's for sure. 7:45.
It's about luck.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight.
It's about love.
I'll know.
And now it's about time for the classic musical the New York Times cheers defines Broadway dazzle. It's about the hottest show you'll see all season. So get the winning ticket, Guys and Dolls.
Presented by MSC Opus, February 7th in Rudder Auditorium, sponsored by Allstate. Call 845-1234.
Howdy, this is Royce Hickman, President and CEO of the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce. I want to personally invite you to the Chamber's annual Economic Outlook Conference. This year's event will focus on following the money in 2015. We will look at new industry, new commercial and residential construction, plus overall growth in Bryan, College Station, and at Texas A&M. It's a look into our future from the people making it happen. The event will be held at the Hilton on Wednesday, January the 28th from 7:30 a.m. until 2 p.m. Call the Chamber at 260-5200 for tickets or log on to bcschamber.org. See you there.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Have you ever considered adoption or foster care for a child? It's a big decision, but if you've ever thought it might be right for you, let me encourage you to take the next step. You never know, you could change the life of someone just like me. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Yes, I became an orphan when I was in fourth grade. My mom died, and my stepdad walked out the day of her funeral, bags packed right out the door. I remember sitting on a sandhill at my elementary school crying while the other kids played. They had families to go home to, and I was so desperately alone. And sadly, there are over 100,000 children across our country who know just how I felt. Each of them is waiting for someone to offer them a forever family. The need is that profound. And that's why Focus on the Family began the Wait No More campaign. It's a collaboration between our ministry, church leaders, and state adoption agencies across the country. But transforming the lives of these broken hearts takes more than well-meaning organizations. It takes caring people who will open their heart and home to one of these children who needs to be loved. Many couples have been willing to do just that. And so far, the Wait No More initiative has resulted in over 3,000 families starting the adoption process. And that's an encouraging number, but the work is far from over. So if you've been considering adoption and would like more information, visit Focus on the Family's special website, iCareAboutOrphans.org. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. fine. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels. It is 7:50. And the men's basketball team ran their record to 12-5 and have managed to string three SEC wins in a row. The Aggs overcame a 7-point halftime deficit to knock off Missouri 62-50 last night at Reed. After the game, Alex Caruso highlighted the changes made at half to secure the win for the Aggies.
We did a better job. I think Coach told us we had 10 assists, 3 turnovers in the second half, which is like complete opposite from what was in the first half. We just got back to doing what we do, which is making plays for other guys. And Coach kind of told us that at halftime that we're getting into the paint. We just got to make the right play.
Much like the previous two conference wins, A&M started slow, but head coach Billy Kennedy said they got back on track in the second half.
Post defense was really good. We didn't turn the ball over. Only had 3 turnovers the second half. And then Jalen Jones got us going, made some shots, and I thought that was the biggest key.
Aggs were led by Jalen Jones, and Daniel House was 16 apiece, and A&M hits the road for back-to-back contests starting Saturday at Tennessee, and then Tuesday they head to Auburn. Both of those games on News Talk 1620 WTAW. On the ladies' side, A&M junior guard Courtney Walker was named to the John R. Wooden Awards Women's Midseason Top 20 today. And the list comprised of 20 student athletes who are the front runners for the Wooden Award. It is awarded to the top women's basketball player in the country at roughly the halfway point of the season. The ladies, by the way, hit the road to Athens, Georgia. They'll be there tonight for the 22nd-ranked Bulldogs. Pre-game's at 5:45. The tip-off is at 6 on Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. In the NBA, the Dallas Mavericks thumped the Minnesota Timberwolves 98-75. Chandler Parsons poured in 22, and Mavs coach Rick Carlisle said, being in their division, they got to keep winning.
The world we're living in here in the West is, this is advanced citizenship, and you got to want it bad to win games every night, and that's, that's where we're at, and we've got to have a laser-like focus on that.
Down the road in Houston, Golden State bounced the Rockets 126-113. Dwight Howard said the Warriors are the best team in the NBA for a reason.
I think they got the best record, right? They don't. I thought they were the best team. I think they play well. They move the ball. The defense and the offense has been great this year.
On now to the NFL, where Michael Irvin isn't hiding his allegiances. During Wednesday's Pro Bowl draft, the Dallas Cowboys Hall of Fame receiver picked 7 Cowboys, including quarterback Tony Romo and running back DeMarco Murray, as the alumni captain of Team Irvin during the televised event at the Arizona Biltmore. Irvin also picked Dallas coach Jason Garrett and his staff to lead the team in Sunday's game at the University of Phoenix Stadium. Andrew Luck was the first pick overall to Team Carter, which is led by Hall of Fame wide receiver Chris Carter. The Williams sisters have advanced to the third round of the Australian Open, with top-ranked Serena fending off 2 set points before going on a 10-0 run, and Venus beating fellow American Lauren Davis in straight sets. Serena is seeking her 6th Australian and 19th Grand Slam title. And finally, goalkeeper Hope Solo has been suspended from the U.S. women's national team for 30 days. U.S. soccer cited an incident during training camp, which currently is being held in Carson, California, but did not offer further details. Now, a source close to the U.S. women's national team told ESPNW's Julie Foudy that Solo is suspended as a result of a culmination of things, including her run-in earlier this week with the police. Foudy has the details.
Jeremy Stevens, Hope Solo's husband, had been pulled over for what they thought was drunk driving at about 1:50 a.m. on Monday. She was in the car with him. The reports are that she was aggressive with the police, talking back to them, and she went back to the team, to their hotel, and didn't tell the team. And so it wasn't until the next day on Tuesday that the team actually found out by watching TMZ.
And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Visiting Angels, America's choice in home care. For living assistant caregivers specializing in memory care, go to visitingangels.com. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
During countless hunting and fishing trips, Dad taught me about life and being a man. I've never forgotten those words of wisdom, but now that Dad is starting to forget things, I know that as a man, it's my responsibility to make sure he's taken care of. That's why I'm so thankful for Visiting Angels. Dad loves having Courtney around to help him with dinner, keep the house tidy, and just have some company. And he gets to keep living in the house he knows and loves. There are angels among us. Visiting Angels. Call Visiting Angels today to find the perfect memory care specialized caregiver for your loved one. VisitingAngels.com.
Intercon is a local company, and what they do is they make sure that your windows are as energy efficient as they can possibly be. Maybe it's repairing the windows that you have. Maybe it is replacing your windows, because over time, they're not nearly as energy efficient as they used to be, and if they didn't start out very much that way, then you're paying for it every month. But the great thing about Intercon is that because they're a local company, started by a father and son, still owned by him, because they're a local company, they believe in being good neighbors. There are never any high-pressure tactics, and I mention that simply because there are companies who do that. Well, not the case at Intercon. You give them a call, 823-3639. They'll come out, kind of assess the situation, let you know what can be done to either improve the windows that you have or what it would cost to replace the windows, and they give you options when it comes to that. So if that's the case, and you know it because we're kind of in cold weather season, you're aware of the air exchange. It's really going on all year round, but you notice it more obviously during the cold weather period. Give Oscar or Brad Beard a chance to show you what it can take to be energy efficient in your home. And remember, if you're a BTU customer, there's some incentives there as well. Intercon, 823-3639.
Howdy, Brazos Valley. John Allen here to tell you about our Allen Honda VIP program. Allen Honda has been happily serving the Brazos Valley since 1975, and our goal is to provide each customer with the best car buying experience possible. Purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle at Allen Honda and become an Allen Honda VIP customer. 3 years free maintenance, free oil and filter changes, free front end alignment, car washes, and a coupon book for great discounts on accessories and services. Come by or go online today. Allen's got your Honda.
Just like your home's decor and the paint color on your walls, the flooring in your home is an expression of you. At Zorneman Flooring, our goal is simple. Help every individual client express their style with the very best in flooring selections, price, and service. Whether you're in need of carpet, tile, wood, or stained concrete, Zorneman Flooring can create a unique floor made just for you. Call Zorneman Flooring at 776-2800 or click zfloors.net. Express yourself with Zorneman Flooring, now open Saturdays from 9 to 1.
We at FiberMax know that when it comes to having a successful and profitable cotton growing operation, every detail matters. But don't just take our word for it. Let's hear what FiberMax cotton growers have to say.
My name is Walker McNair. I farm near Clarendon, Texas. We have about 700 acres of irrigated cotton and a few hundred acres of dry land. Most of our irrigation is center pivot irrigation. This year was our first year to use the new FiberMax 2334 GLT variety. It's been our best yielding variety so far with about 1,700 pounds per acre. We've been impressed with its tolerance to verticillium wilt. It has even outperformed our FiberMax 2484 variety, which in the past has been the best variety for us. And we're excited about using it in the future.
FiberMax, for quality and yield. Learn more at FiberMax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I guess they're paying Anderson Cooper so much they have to find something else for him to do. You know, they had that show that was on, and I think it got canceled.
Anderson Cooper 360?
That's it, yeah.
That got canned.
So now CNN is going to produce a political game show. The show is tentatively scheduled to air on President's Day, February 16th. Will be hosted by Anderson Cooper. If the show does well, further episodes will be produced. Well,
a game show on...
About politics. Hello!
Hey, on your list of products and where they came from,
yes,
you left off the original New York-style cheesecake.
Which was not started in New York.
Nope, New York, Texas.
New York, Texas?
Yes.
Where was New York, Texas?
Between Athens and Tyler.
Really? Wow. So, okay. Very good. Thank you. I appreciate that. Get a rope. That's the old Pace commercial.
Pecani commercials. Oh,
hello.
New York City.
Don't we have political game shows in Austin and Washington?
Yeah, thanks. We do. We really
Everyone
do.
Loses.
Yeah,
called C-SPAN.
Yeah, we do. That's nothing new. All right. Oh, the doomsday clock moved closer to midnight. We'll tell you about that in a little while, too. Well, I know.
We're all going to die.
Yeah, I know we are.
And the debt clock moved closer to 18 o'clock.
So there, that's right. An 18-year-old Brittany Seymour is okay, even though she was twerking so hard she fell out of a moving car.
Oh, goodness.
Hanging out the door of a moving vehicle while her friend drove. It's viral because
she was dumb.
And we're U.S. Americans who'll watch it.
Yep.
Yes, I did.
John Rainey joins us after the news. WTAW College Station, Brian.